Yes, I'm back again. It seems like feast or famine. One moment I have nothing to say and I'm off of podcasting for months at a time. And then all of a sudden, I'm podcasting more than one in a day and day after day. And I'll be honest with you. A moment ago when I was getting ready to do this podcast, I just said, Lord, I don't really feel I'm ready. And he said, get ready. And the interesting thing about this is, that's the title of this podcast, Get Ready. And you may say, get ready for what? Well, you know what? I was led to read Joshua chapter 1. And one of the things that really stood, I love the book of Joshua. Let me say that, very important. There are certain books of the Bible. I'm a fan of the Old Testament, for one thing. Of course, I love the New Testament. That's the coming of Christ. But the Old Testament, I remember from Christian Stronghold, there was a minister there who they said really loved the Old Testament. And I thought, the Old Testament? That seems so old. And then I started reading it and I said, wow, the Old Testament is like a book of not just history, it's like a book of stories about history. So I fell in love with the Old Testament and immediately I fell in love with Joshua, the book of Joshua. I also fell in love with the book of Jeremiah and Nehemiah and so many books of Deuteronomy, don't get me started. But of course, I love the New Testament because that's the coming of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But back to what I was saying in the beginning. When I said to God, I don't really feel I'm ready for this podcast. And he spoke to me, well, get ready because you already knew before you sat down to do the podcast that this was going to be the title of the podcast. Get ready. So why we need to get ready? I'm going to ask you on your own to read the book of Joshua chapter 1. And here's what really stands out for me in the book of Joshua. How many times God said, be strong and courageous. He said it over and over again to Joshua. Be strong and courageous. So let me just tell you a little bit more about that. Because he said, initially, you know, he was telling Joshua, get ready because Moses is dead now and you're getting ready to take over from Moses and lead these people to the land that I promised their ancestors centuries ago. So he told Joshua, look, like it or not, get ready. And then he said, be strong and courageous. He said, I will not leave you nor forsake you. And forsake is a word we don't usually use. So I had to look that up some time ago. And it really means I will never leave you. You know, I won't abandon you and just leave you. And then he says, because as I was with Moses, I will be with you too. So many times, not just in the book of Joshua, but in the Old Testament in general, God says to his children to be strong and courageous. In fact, he says, be strong and very courageous. And what really gets deep is when he says, have I not commanded you? Wow. Be strong and very courageous. And then when I would read this, I said, well, why did God have to say it so many times? Why so many times, God? Can't you just say it? Because he knew that we would be afraid of the things we would see and hear and think based on our past experiences and what we saw ahead. He knew that those things would cause us to become afraid and discouraged. He knew in advance. So what did he do? He told us in advance, be strong and courageous. And then I said, so why do we have to be so strong and courageous? I mean, it sort of makes sense, but you know, I always like to ask the question, why? So I can get a better understanding. And what I feel God was saying is because he said, I know what I have ahead for you, just like for us today. For us, for Black people, for example, if we look at where we are today and don't see a way out, I know a lot of us see, I hear a lot of people saying, this is it, this is the end. The end is coming. And we know the end is coming, but at the same time, I feel like God is saying to us, get ready. And we need to get ready so that we will be ready when God does something supernatural. That's what I think. I think God's going to do something supernatural. And an important thing that he said to Joshua that I think was reason to give Joshua some encouragement. I know you didn't come here for a Bible study, but look, when God lays something on my heart and says, look, I need you to podcast this, I got to do it. Okay, I got to be strong and courageous and do it. Because if I don't, I don't even want to think about what will happen if I don't do what he says to. But he said, and let me continue with this. He said, be strong and courageous. And why should we be strong and courageous? Why should we have courage? Because he said, I will be with you. I will never leave you or forsake you. That means fail to help you. And then what's so important is that he said, as I was with Moses, I will be with you. And let's face it, he used Moses to lead an entire nation out of slavery, out of 400 years of slavery. Ha ha, sound familiar? Think about 1619 to 2019, okay, when COVID-19 was, was officially addressed. That's 400 years, people. I just can't help but notice the comparison. I'm sorry. I look at things like that. But Moses, he used Moses to lead an entire nation out of slavery through the desert, which is what we're facing right now, and to raise up a successor, Joshua, to lead his people to the promised land. And that was land that was promised to their ancestors centuries before. So, I just want to encourage us as a people. Here's some important advice, something important that we need to think about. We got to change. And we need to look at what God is saying. I believe God wants us to get ready for what he's going to do. And that means we have to plan and prepare. That means we have to stop doing what we've been doing and just sit back and say, well, we think the end is coming. Well, what if it's not? What if there's something really amazing that God has in store for his people? So I want to leave you with this. One thing is for sure. If we keep doing what we've been doing, we're going to keep getting what we've been getting. We have to work towards being more God dependent, yes, but also independent, not depending on others, other races or anything of that nature to pull us out of this funk that we've been in for too many years. We have to start depending on God and ourselves. And there's a definition of insanity that I think is great. And it says, insanity is doing the same thing and expecting a different result. Listen, think about baking a cake. If you bake a cake and the ingredients calls for, what's that stuff? That powder, baking powder. The recipe calls for baking powder. And you say, but I don't have any baking powder. All I have is the flour, the sugar, the salt, some vanilla seasoning, and the butter. I got that. So I'm just going to use what I have. And you bake this cake and it doesn't rise. And you say, it this cake didn't rise. Why didn't this cake rise? I'm going to try it again. And you do the same thing. You have the flour, the sugar, the butter, the vanilla flavor and all of that. And you bake it again and the cake still doesn't rise. And you get frustrated and you're like, I don't get it. Why isn't this cake rising? And if you keep doing the same thing over and over again, you're going to keep getting the same thing over and over again. A cake that doesn't rise. We have to stop doing the same thing over and over again. And yes, even politically, if we keep voting for the same people who are saying the same thing, but we're getting the same results, why do we keep doing that? Why do we keep doing that? That's the example of insanity. So, to my people and to others, we need to get ready. We need to get ready in case God has something amazing and supernatural prepared for us. Because there's also something in the Bible that says, you know, when you think about the people who have set us up for failure, set us up for destruction, there's a scripture in the Bible that says, the hole that you dug for us, you have fallen into yourself. And when we look around, we can really see that has happened. So, I just want to say, look, now is the time for us to move forward. So, get ready. Thank you for listening. Please subscribe and tell your family and friends to also listen in and subscribe. I got to tell you, I've been trying to get another copy of the Willie Lynch letter. I recorded that. If you go back into a previous podcast, you'll see that I did record that. That was one of my earliest podcasts. Look for my recording of the Willie Lynch letter. I tried to pull up a copy on Google, and it seems that now you got to buy it. It's hard to get it. Whereas years ago when I did it, I just had to print it out. Now I got to find my old copy because I'm not going to buy a copy. Thank you so much for listening. Get ready because now is the time for us to move forward. God bless you. Until next time, please check me out.